Hey, good morning. Welcome back into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Going to spend some time chatting here this morning with the new K-State Riley County Extension Director, Gary Fike. Excuse me. Gary, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Brandon. I really appreciate the opportunity.
So I guess for this segment, we'll just kind of introduce you here to the community. And I guess, when did you start? And tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I just started Monday, March the 11th, so 4 weeks, basically, I've been here. And I came here from the Red Angus Association. I was a director of commercial marketing for them for the past 4.5 years. And prior to that, I was working for Certified Angus Beef as a beef cattle specialist stationed here in Manhattan. I did that for another 10.5 years. And prior to that, I had been in extension in Kansas and in Iowa and in Ohio.
What drew you here to this position in particular?
Well, you know, I spent a total of 21 years in extension, so it was a known entity. And Riley County Extension has always had a fantastic reputation for offering really meaningful programs to the citizens of Riley County. And there's been some great agents and directors through this county, and a lot of them have been long-term. So I kind of knew what it was. And when Jennifer Wilson, the previous director, moved on to another position on campus, I heard about it and decided to apply and was fortunate enough to get the job.
Very good. And we were getting familiar here with you before. Apparently you and Dave hail from the same area.
Well, we're nearly related, I told him, but not really.
A lot of common names in our past.
Yes, yes. So Dave is originally from Elmo, which you have to know where Elmo is.
If you know where Elmo is, you likely know where Ramona is, even though it's not on the same path.
No, Elmo's at the corner of Highway 4 and 15, Ramona is 6 miles south of Hope, and I was raised on a farm a mile west of there, but Dave was saying he was related to the Strickler family, and if those have any history of the olden days, the Strickler Mercantile was a landmark in the area back in the old days. So, yeah, it's kind of cool to know that's where you're from.
Yeah, and Glenn, he is my grandfather's cousin.
Okay.
Or maybe it was my grandmother's cousin. I mean, it goes back a ways. But he was a state representative,
yes, sir,
for that area, and he would often come by and visit with Dad, and we always had great visits with him.
Yes, yes.
So that was a neat throwback there. Thanks.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Well, how about that? Yeah, small world, really. As far as you mentioned, you've been here almost a month here. What is there anything exciting about the job that you didn't know was going to be part of the job?
Okay, I'm going to blame this all on Greg McClure. I told him after, and you know Greg, he's the ag agent, of course, and I've known Greg for a long time. We served in extension back in the late 80s through the 90s together and early 90s. And I told Greg when I got here, I said, I think there's a lot of things you failed to tell me. It's all been good. I've learned, I've met the county commissioners and have had the chance to interact with them. Of course, the Extension Council, we just had our first meeting since I became director this past Wednesday. Met with the Fair Board, met a lot of people out of the county clerk's office, appraiser's office. It's been a real pleasure getting to know the folks and my staff that I'm working with. They're just fantastic. You know, I think those of you who have been to the extension office would have to say our office professionals, especially Lynn and Sharon, are just very hospitable and great people to work with, and all the agents in the office have been, I've been out to observe them all in their workplace, and you've got a lot of experience here. Megan Doherty is relatively new, but the others have been around for a few years, and I just think we've got a bright future ahead for extension programming in Riley County with those folks.
Yeah, and when they all come out here and they talk about, they're so passionate about from gardening to, I know John Job talks about the lawnmower clinic and things like that, entrepreneurial fair that we had recently. I mean, there's so many different things you guys have your hands in.
Yeah, it's really, you know, sometimes when I first started in extension, I started in 1983. And my mentor at the time said, you know, we can't be everything to everybody, but it looks to me like we're still doing a wide array of programming efforts. You know, John Job is a fantastic 4-H agent, does a stupendous job from what I've observed. The Lawnmower Clinic, he did that with Greg Istone and the Optimist Club here in Manhattan. So give them some kudos, too. But John's got the Youth Entrepreneurship Program. He's got the Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics Club here. He's very visionary and has a lot of great ideas.
Excellent. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll let you talk a little bit more about what you have on your agenda. You're listening to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist.